makes music.
Yo, what is up, music makers? Thank you so much for joining this special episode of the Blake Makes Music podcast. My name is Blake, and we got something a little different planned this week, which you can obviously see and hear. I've got a little bit different setup. We're doing things different because I feel like it is time for a change into a new season of the show. I haven't been releasing episodes for the past few weeks for a few reasons. One is I think I just needed a little bit of a break. And two, I wanted to do a different setup. And three, it was tax season. And so taxes for me are a little complicated. It is what it is. So I needed a little bit of a break, and it was needed. So I just want to say thank you for everybody who's checking this episode out. I really appreciate it. We've got lots of really cool things in store for the show. I can't wait to talk about that. But first, if you're watching this on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button and ring the notification bell. It would be much appreciated. You can listen to this podcast on all streaming platforms for podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, all of that good stuff. But we're trying to grow our YouTube channel. And so if you go over to that, hit subscribe, I'd really, really appreciate it. We're at, I believe, 188. The goal has, I've been growing the YouTube channel, even though we haven't been releasing episodes for a couple weeks, but the goal is 200. We're almost there, so that'd be amazing. So I'm not doing the live stream podcast for now. I'm going to explain that in a little bit more in depth, but what I would like to do is to be able to offer more value for those who do watch. We have a very small community. Obviously, I'd like to grow that. And I want to make sure that I can take care of the people who are in the community. So for example, if you go to musicadvice.io, you're gonna be able to see all of my affiliate links, things that help the channel grow, but also things I recommend for music makers. And when you go to that website, of course, I'm gonna shameless promote the book. If you haven't checked the book out, you can get it for free at musicadvice.io. It is the Modern Artist and Songwriter Journal and Toolkit. So I wrote this back in December. It is basically my entire music strategy put into a book, but also you've got all kinds of goodies here that's gonna help you focus and release more music and develop a fan base, because that's what this channel is all about. So with that being said, I want to thank again Josh and Maurice. Those are my patrons. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. They take care of me. I take care of them. If you would like to join that community, the link will be in the description of this video or audio podcast, depending on how you're listening to it. And so what I wanted to do is I want to talk about the future of the show. I'm super excited about it. I was doing a hybrid sort of live stream where I was doing the podcast and I would have people come on, and it was really a lot of fun and lots of I had a lot of activity. You guys would come and chat. It was awesome. And I may go back to that at some point, but what I wanted to do is I wanted to take my music concepts, the productivity hacks that I talk about all the time with stacking content. I needed to do that for the show, because what was going on, and for those of you who don't know, I'm actually a social media strategist for a company, and that's been taking up a lot of my professional time throughout the week. And I've got a family, I've got a kid, I've got one on the way, which I'm super excited about, and I wanted to be there for them on the weekends when I could. So what I'm doing is I'm rotating weeks for shooting, but releasing the content consistently on Mondays. So you're gonna see content on Mondays from now on, starting after this video, but the format's gonna change. What we were doing if a, I guess like a open discussion followed after like some sort of topic where we could talk, which was awesome. So now we're moving into the second phase, which I'm super excited about. And that's gonna be there's going to be like the obvious intro, stuff like that, but we're also going to do a mini lesson. We're going to do artist and music industry interviews, which I'm super excited about. So that's all of you. I'm inviting all of my listeners and friends, colleagues, everybody to be on the show for a 10 to 20 minute interview, and you'll get your own episode. And I'm going to talk to people about their journey, any tips that they may have, what their jobs look like if they're a music supervisor, for example, what does their day-to-day look like? How do you get that type of career? Any tips they may have for you? And I may have some people that come on the show that have questions for me, which we'll capture that on a Zoom interview, which will be pretty cool. I couldn't do Zoom, like a Zoom interview on the live stream at the same time. I have a pretty decent computer for production, but my internet speeds and the computer just was not handling the kind of space that I needed bandwidth wise to make that happen. So we're doing it different, we're adapting. The other thing I'm super excited about is we're gonna be able to do music reviews. So I'll be able to do a music review, maybe even more than one, each episode. And I'm really excited about that. So if you're interested in submitting a song for the playlist and a music review, I make my own playlist now, which is pretty cool. I've got hundreds and hundreds of tracks. I've been doing that in my free time and just finding cool songs that I like. But I want to hear your tracks. I want to put them on my playlist. And I want people to participate in that. So what that means is it has to be on Spotify. I'm doing a Spotify playlist, and it really kind of helps protect your music. Let's say someone hears something on here on this podcast, they like it, and it's not on streaming services. Maybe it's a private link or in a SoundCloud. Then there are some limited protections you have as a music maker when you have someone like me review your music that's not professionally put out yet, if that makes sense. So if you're interested in doing something like that, the link is in the description. Go ahead and click that link. And if you would like to have an interview, if you want to just come and talk to me, we can do that over Zoom. That's also in the description. And you can get the book in the description too. So this is going to be really cool. We're going to have this format for a little bit. I've already got like well over 20 interviews scheduled. I do them every other week, all day Saturday and Sunday. So that allows me to basically do a lot more content in a shorter period of time, and I can shoot all kinds of stuff, schedule it out like I'm like I should be doing, and then we'll go over and do a little bit different setup. But towards the end of this year or going into next year, this is not my space here. This is my parents' house. I bought a property not too far from here in Green, Texas, which I'm super, super excited to move into. My family and I, we got very lucky and found what I think at this time is our dream home. And it's gonna have a sweet studio space there. We're gonna have a completely different setup. I'm gonna have in-person guests for the show, which is gonna be really cool. And so that means I'm gonna be able to talk to all the musicians if they wanna be on the show that come through that, through that town. If you don't know what Green, Texas is, you should definitely look it up. It's this little like pocket between, it's in New Braunfels, but it's in between Austin and San Antonio. So I work in San Antonio, but obviously Austin is like the live music capital of the world. So I can have all kinds of cool people come and talk to me, and that means you guys too, about what their journey is like. There's so many people that live here in this really cool community, and there are so many little music venues in this little area that I live in, and you can hear the music from the backyard. It's amazing. So I'm super excited about that. It'll move into a completely different setup. I don't like promising things until like I have everything set up, but it's gonna be more of a talk-based sort of thing, more educational, that kind of stuff. But without further ado, I want to go ahead and plug today's sponsor. And so once we do the sponsor plug, we'll be right back to talk a little bit more about today's subject.
This podcast is brought to you by Patreon. All of the stuff from Blake Makes Music is absolutely 100% free, except for the Patreon. But what is Patreon? Patreon is a way for people to connect with their favorite creators in a cool, unique way. You can get some cool, unique perks and benefits to your favorite creators online. The Blake Makes Music podcast uses Patreon to connect with those who may need a little extra help with their music career. Join the music club on Patreon. You'll get some exciting benefits like a personal phone call from yours truly, start guides, cheat sheets, music industry contacts, music feedback, resume writing help, weekly Zoom sessions. You can even influence what kind of stuff is talked about on the show. Curious to what else I can help you with on your music career? Check out the Blake Makes Music Patreon by visiting musicadvice.io.
Lesson start.
All right, cool. Thank you for watching that little segment, a little commercial. I do the voiceover, obviously, as you can tell. But today I want to talk about when and how to take a break. So, like I was mentioning, I took a small break. For maybe, I believe, 3 weeks and maybe 4 weeks by the time I get done shooting the content. And I probably could have done things a little differently, but I want to encourage everybody to take breaks when you're creating either content or music, things like that. But there's a certain way to take a break when you're a creative person and you're trying to do the grind. And what you want to do is you want to be careful about working so hard and so consistently and not working smart to where you get burnt out. And I go through this all the time. I'm sure all of you do too, where you get super inspired and you just grind. You start making tracks and you're kind of like, man, it sounds great. And then your personal life and all that kind of stuff kind of just falls to the, you know, second place, I guess, which is not always a good thing. Most of the time it's not. So I'm always about family first, all that kind of stuff. You need to make sure that you've got time to spend on the people that you care about and that care about you, your family, your friends, all that kind of stuff. But you should be scheduling out, like I wrote in my book, like, you know, I have to abide by those things too, where you schedule out your productivity. And what happens is that you, when you do that, let's say you're doing 3 to 4 days out of the week, you're making music, you got 2 hours a day. Awesome. You got 8 hours a week to make music, or you're working on a podcast or a video or YouTube channel, what have you, whatever you're going to be doing. What happens is if you're a little tired or you're running out of inspiration and you need to take a rest just to turn your brain off, what you can do is instead of being unproductive for let's say like months, some people even go into breaks for years. What you can do is just out of your schedule, out of the 4 days, take half off. So now you're doing Monday, Tuesday instead of Monday through Thursday, 2 hours a day. So you're still able to produce stuff, but it's a little bit of a slow period. But the best thing you can do is you need to plan for these times. You will get burnt out. You will get tired. You will get unmotivated and uninspired. So that's why stacking content is super important, because if you need to take a break or you want to take a break, you've got content stacked up ready to be released over the next couple of months. So I'll give you an example. What I'm doing is I've got 4 interviews with you guys on Saturday and 4 on Sunday. So they're, again, 20 minutes or so, but you have to think about it takes time to edit and all that kind of stuff too. So, you know, that's 8 weeks of content in 2 days that I'm shooting. And then I can do little segments here and there, do 5-10 minute videos on the lessons that I'm gonna be talking about that day or the subject matter, put them together, do the reviews, put them together, and I can get 8 weeks of content done in what would probably be 2 weekends, if I'm being honest. But that allows me to catch up if I need to take a break, let's say in a couple months. I'm blocking out all of my stuff in July and August because in September. So I'm gonna still be releasing content for those 3 months, but I won't be actively doing it. The reason is I've got 2 big things going on in my life and I'm trying to plan for those things so that way I can still grow this community, talk to people, but still be able to connect with everybody that I need to connect with, do the admin work, all of that. But in July, my second daughter will be born, which is super exciting. I cannot wait for that. That's going to be in July, end of July. So I can't, you know, not be available to do that, obviously. And then I'm moving into the new house once it's ready. And that will be the end of August through September. And then I need time to do that, do finish my taxes because I did an extension. And then I should be able to continue that. But I'll be able to have so much, so many videos lined up, maybe even through the rest of the year, just by doing three months worth of work, maybe 2 months worth of work every other weekend, shooting stuff. I'll still have to edit and publish and all that good stuff, but a lot less time consuming. And then that allows me to finish all the music that I've been wanting to work on. So I'm there with you guys. I totally get it can be hard. I know there's people out there that talk to me that are in the Discord, or, you know, they're talking to me on Instagram. I know they have a family. I know they have kids. I know they have a full-time job. They're in the same position that I'm in, but I'm trying to basically prove that even though I'm in that same situation, if I can do it, you can do it. So, with that being said, I hope that's some sort of inspiration for you guys. I cannot wait to talk to everybody. It's gonna be awesome, and it's gonna be one of those open, candid conversations. I don't know what's gonna happen. It's gonna be great. We're gonna meet all kinds of new people, hear all kinds of new music, think about all kinds of journeys, get all kinds of advice from all different people. It's gonna be amazing. So with that being said, I hope everybody has a great week. Thank you for listening and tuning in. Maybe I should get like a poster or something back here because it's kind of bland. There's like a brown and white wall and that's it, which is totally not me if you've seen some of my other videos. Again, temporary setup, you got what you got, you know? But anyways, thank you so much. I hope everybody has a good day. Make music every day. See you next week.
Music feedback. Do you want me to review your song on the podcast? That would be pretty awesome, right? I think so too. I review songs on the podcast for free. To submit your song to the podcast, it just needs to be on Spotify. That's it. If it's not on Spotify, get it on Spotify. Use DistroKid. Anyways, to submit your track to the podcast for a review and a shout out, please check out musicadvice.io.